Anytime you find coins, the coins have a din of hula. You don't have to be concerned that the coins are ma'atish any money that somebody dropped and that you have to bring the money to Yerushalayim. Instead, the money has a din of hula. Whether you find the money during Yantiv or all year round, or whether you found it in Yerushalayim or outside of Yerushalayim, in all cases, the money has a din of hula, except if you find the money on Yantiv in Yerushalayim. In such a case, the money would have a din of ma'atish any, because a lot of the money in Yerushalayim during Yantiv is ma'atish sheni money. And since all Klai Yisrael goes up to Yerushalayim for Regel, they bring their ma'atish sheni money with them, as this is their opportunity to bring their ma'atish sheni money to Yerushalayim. So therefore, there's a lot of ma'atish sheni money in Yerushalayim during the Yantiv. And somebody who finds money in Yerushalayim during Yantiv, he does have to be concerned that it's ma'atish sheni money, so he has to keep the money in Yerushalayim to buy produce with that money. Even if the coin that he found is a dinar zav, a golden dinar together with silver coins and copper coins, and they were all wrapped up together, that it's very possible that it's ma'atish sheni money that was wrapped up together to bring them to Yerushalayim, and he had redeemed his ma'atish sheni on the gold coin, and then when he still had ma'atish sheni left, he redeemed it on a silver coin, and then when there was still some ma'atish sheni left, he redeemed it on a copper coin, and then he wrapped them together to bring it to Yerushalayim. Even so, you don't have to be concerned that it's ma'atish sheni money, and therefore, you can use the money outside of Yerushalayim. Ma'atish b'tocha acher, because of a lot of ma'atish, ha'reza ma'atish. But if somebody found some coins, and among the coins there's a piece of potterware that said ma'atish on it, in such a case, the coins would have a din of ma'atish sheni, and you have to bring the coin to Yerushalayim. And since it says ma'atish and a piece of potter among the coins, it's obvious that the coins were ma'atish sheni money that somebody dropped, and therefore, those coins have to be used in Yerushalayim. Sachem Ma'atish Sheni Paradal Mishnah Yod HaMaisi Kli Kasevalav Korban. Somebody who finds the utensil and written on the utensil the word Korban. Now the word Korban sometimes refers to Hegdish. As we find in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, it says that Korban Ha'etim. Now that Pasuk is referring to Hegdish, and it's called Hegdish Korban. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer M'Hayesh Ocheres Hu Chulen U'Mash B'Tocho Korban. If the kli that you found is made out of potterware, the kli itself would have a din of chulin. As even though the word korban is written on the kli, and korban sometimes refers to hegdish, but we're not concerned that the person was magdish a kli that's made out of cheres since it has so little value. But what's inside the kli would be a korban, meaning to say you would have to treat what's inside the kli like hegdish, because that's why the person wrote the word korban on the kli, because he was magdish whatever is inside the kli. So the person who finds the kli, whatever's inside the kli has to be treated like hegdish, since we're concerned that the person who lost the kli with magdish was inside the kli, and that's why he wrote the word korban on the kli. But if the person found a kli that's made out of metal, in such a case, if the word korban is written on the kli, we have to be concerned that the person who lost the kli was magdish the kli, and the metal kli has value. So maybe that's why he wrote the word korban on the kli, because it was makdish the kli. So therefore, the finder has to treat the kli like hegdish, but what the kli contains, he does not have to treat like hegdish. And since the word korban is written on the kli, it's not written on what's inside the kli, we have to be concerned that the kli is hegdish, but we don't have to be concerned that he was makdish what's inside the kli. Amru lo, ein derech bnei adam lios kainten chulin lekorban. The Chacham argues Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chacham, in the second case, where you find a kli that's made out of metal and the word korban is written on the kli, you have to be concerned that the person who lost the kli was makdish both the kli and what's inside the kli. And the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not usual for a person to put something that's chulin inside a kli that's hegdish. If the word korban is written on the kli, we have to be concerned he was makdish both the kli and what's inside the kli. So the Chacham argues with Rabbi Yehuda in the second case. But in the first case, where you found a potterware kli and the word korban is written on the potterware kli, the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Yehuda in that case that what the kli contains would have a din of hegdish, but not the kli itself. And sometimes a person will put something that's hegdish inside a kli that's not hegdish, and since it's not usual for a person to be magdish a kli cheres, in that case they would agree that what the kli contains would be hegdish, but the kli itself would not be hegdish.